This is KUT. More demographic information on who Austin police officers stop. That's what public safety commissioners unanimously said they wanted Monday. KUT's Audra McGlinchey has more.
Let's start at the end of this discussion. Here's Public Safety Commissioner Mike Levy.
I think what this commission has just done and just accomplished is very, very important. We have strongly suggested a degree of rigor on the Office of Police Monitor, which is a very important program within the city.
Commissioners Monday voted in support of collecting more racial profiling data and using more tools to analyze this data for the city's police monitor. That office releases annual reports on the demographics of those arrested and cited by APD. For example, the police monitor concluded in her 2015 report that if you are an African American in Austin, your chance of being searched after being stopped is 1 in 7. If you're white, she wrote, it was 1 in 21. But back in May, Public Safety Commissioner Kim Rosmos said he wanted more context for numbers like this.
African American drivers in 2015 were stopped by APD at a rate higher than their representation in the population. Well, what representation in the population? Census data, voting data?
State law already requires police to record the race of those arrested or cited, but not those who are simply stopped. APD said Monday they have already been working on collecting more data, including geolocation on ticketing machines so they can analyze exactly where people are stopped. But others say data, and more of it, is just a distraction.
I think the data thing is also a perennial circle of confusion. We know what's happening in this country. The goal is to stop it.
Nelson Linder is the president of Austin's NAACP chapter. He says we should focus less on data and more on consequences for officers who stop people based on their race. The resolution commissioners passed Monday will now head to city council. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.